Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
What's up, gamer? What's happening? What's good? This is the long-awaited, and this is the GamerZone show, where I bring you news, and it's always about gaming, of course. It's always the good stuff. So if it is your hobby, it is your job, or it is something that you aspire to get into, gaming is always something that I tell people that, look, it's good for me. It doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter your gender, it does not matter where you come from or what you have, actually. So gaming is just like something that I use specifically as a hobby. So I want to get into full-time like gaming and then make money off of it. But I'm not fully that confident in terms of streaming and doing all these other things. But I must say that, like, whenever I see these exciting streamers and I'm just like, wow, these guys make money. They make a lot of money. Like, you see them and they talk about it and they're so passionate. I know a lot of people say, when you change your hobby into your work, it becomes a problem. I don't think so. I think the way I love gaming, I could probably get into it. Like, I would really enjoy it. I do a podcast over it. So, I mean, I play games as well almost every week. So, definitely. I mean, it's to de-stress as well. But look, today's show, I'm just going to tell you about the PS Plus games that are coming out that have been released. Let's rather use that. This month of July. Now, the first one, it's Crash Bandicoot 4. Now, this one, I did not expect this one to be a PS Plus game. I mean, for free. Imagine that. The game came out, like, last year. And it was, like, pretty expensive. You know, for us in South Africa, it was, like, 1,100, if I'm not mistaken, or 1,000 bucks. So, it was, like, one of those games where you're, like, okay, this is a good game. This is, like, one of those luxurious games where, like, it brings back the memories. You know, childhood memories. I remember when they released the Insane Trilogy, and everyone jumped onto that one. That one was like a good one because it was like a three-pack game for Crash, and you would play the classics, the one that you've had on PS1, and it was just amazing. It was a remaster of that. Now, if you didn't play that one, you missed out quite a bit, and there was a lot of content, like a lot. I believe there was over 100 stages and missions to do there, and that was just like a fun game. Now, with this one, 4, they kind of fixed the problem with which people had before, which was the whole thing that whenever Crash was walking around an area, there would not be like a shadow type of circle around him. So now you know exactly which point you are at, because some people will jump over a box or over a bridge and they would not know where Crash Bandicoot is, and then they start falling off, and then it became like something like it's annoying. It's not even a glitch. It just became one of those mechanics which they never fully developed or worked on, but now that has been sorted, so it's actually quite good, and I'm happy about that. It's the fourth installment to the game. It's amazing. You can play as Coco, which is Crash's sister, but now the trick with this one is that you don't just jump into the game and then you play as her. No, you first have to finish the two stages of the game, so you got to complete that, and then you can jump in and swap characters, which is exciting. It's a different look and feel. I mean, it brings back to those days when you used to play Ratchet and Clank, PS2, PS1 days. It was like, you know, one of those fun times where it's like, dude, you just came out of primary school. Okay, for most of us, it was like after primary school, you just finish your day and then you just want to go home and play games. It was a lot of fun. So this, I definitely say it's a must-have. Add to your library. If you own PS Plus, definitely it is one of those that you should be getting. The second one is the Dark Anthology Pictures, Man of Medan. Now, this one, it had a lot of expectation because of Until Dawn, and now I played Until Dawn, and it is the same developers, no, it's the same company that made it, and now they made it into a series where I think they must have finished the last series, because they released all of the games now in the whole pack, which you can actually buy online as well digitally if you do like that. So Man of Medan is basically about a group of friends that just get on this boat and they just want to go on a trip, and they're just exploring basically. Now, without giving away most of the story and giving away the plot twist, of course, it's one of those games where it's a horror. It's like, it feels like a thriller and one of those high school vibes, college students in a cabin and all that. That was Until Dawn, but it's the same developer, so it has the same look and feel to it, which is pretty exciting. Now, the same thing happens again, the butterfly effect. Whatever objects that you touch and everything that you see or interact with affects the next scene of the game as well as the future. So if you did not interact with a specific object, you won't even know how to fight off the bad guy, for example, or whatever's chasing after you, and you would not know how to help yourself, and then your character could die, or you could affect the other person that you in the game with, which becomes another tricky situation. But now, as they are doing their adventure on the sea, they end up getting captured by these pirates, and then these pirates take them on a boat. And that's where, on a big ship, actually. And then that's where the whole stuff happens. The whole crazy things happen. Now, there's a lot of decisions that you can make when you're being captured and before that. You could make the wrong choice. You could lose some characters there. You could actually keep all the characters with you if you do the right choice. I don't know. I mean, that all depends on you and how you feel about it. Every choice has a consequence in the game. It kind of feels like real life, basically. So, yeah, I think, you know, one of these games where you could make the best choice depending on how you feel. But actually, sometimes it's like, put your feelings aside and let's try and use the logic here. What would you do if you're being captured? Would you save yourself, leave your friends? Would you fight for them and you all get killed, or you get killed, or one of them gets killed, you get captured? Or you all just get killed. So it's one of those situations, and it's like exciting. It's a lot of fun. Decision making. You could even end the game without any character surviving. That's the other thing. Or they can all survive. So it's one of those pretty interesting games, and I love those type of games. I need to get the other two. The other one did come out lately, and I'm thinking it's pretty good. It's exciting. It's free on PS Plus. Sadly, I bought Men of Medan before I knew that it was coming out on PS Plus, and that was like a year ago, so I don't have any regrets. Gave the money to the developers. Yeah, they're probably happy. They probably chowed it a long time ago. Chowed is a South African word that we use for eating, so they probably ate the money, and it's just like gone. But it's okay. It's cool. It's worth it. And the next game is Arcadageddon. Now, this one is a unique blend of player versus player and player versus everyone with interactive mechanics. So now this one has got like a lot of bright neon colors, has a bit of some Fortnite vibes and a bit of Rogue. So it's Rogue Company. So Rogue Company is one of those shooters as well, which is free on PlayStation. I'm not sure about Xbox, but you can take a look into that one. And it's quite good. It's like a lot of fun. So I played it with a friend of mine, and we always have a party, and it's always full of us. So I'm thinking this one we're also gonna jam it. And with this one, you can complete challenges for street credits. It's a shooter game. You can customize your own look as well and pair up with other players. So it's quite good. It's a lot of fun. And they say every run is different. Now, I'm going to test it out and see if they are actually saying that whatever they advertise is true. And I'm interested. I'm intrigued. It's a free game. Why not? You should get it. So, yeah, definitely. If you like the shooter games, third person as well. So it's not first person. You don't just see the hand and the gun. You see the whole body. It's bright, colorful. It's amazing. It also kind of reminds me of Infamous First Light. You know how bright and colorful it was with all the purple and all the neon colors there. But yeah, if you like that, go for it. And last but not least, the other game that's coming out is Stray. But this one has a trick to it. So it is a big twist. If you own PS Plus, you will obviously have the tiers between normal PS Plus, where you just don't get access to the other games, you just get the free games. Then there's the Essentials, where you get some of the games, but you still need to pay for that. And then there's the Premium, where you get access to all the games that Sony would like you to play and have. It could be the old stuff, it could be the new stuff, whatever they want to let you play. They just give it to you. It is pricey, but it is a bit worth it as well. You can give it a try. Give it a month to go. If you're not happy, let it go. Definitely worth it. Look at how Stray is out, but only coming out on the 19th of July. So it's a bit tricky. So I'm not sure if that is actually going to hold on to that date or maybe it'll come out earlier. But look, it's worth it. So definitely go get it. Stray is a game where basically you're playing the cyberpunk world as a cat, and you want to discover what happened to all the humans. So yeah, I believe that's a cool thing, And yeah, hit us up in our socials. Let me know what you think. Which game are you excited for? I'm excited for Crash, of course. Childhood memories, I want to get that. And it was an expensive game, but now it's free. So let us know in the socials what you think and what you're down for. Peace out. God bless.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.